Again, the maybe the Tamar of Yerchan is a seal, the Odim is chapa b'shvach hegdish. It's not a psul of lat chatis, but you could be mechapa with it. Go to Misra over here, Rashi says. Why? Because shvach hegdish means to say here that you will makdish the mother, and now this chatis gave birth. So he holds, if you want to be used of lat for korban, you could. That wouldn't be lemisa's law. Maybe that's the Tamar of Yerchan. So verse says back, no. Omalei Rav Amnuna, Reb Lezer Talmid of Reb Yechanan. Reb Lezer was a Talmud of Reb Yechanan. The Yosef Lekam, he was sitting in front of Reb Yechanan. V'lo yahadid lehai shenuyei. When the yes of Yechanan this question, he did not answer like this. But rather, he said, his yisod of Uba, lav yerechimoi. V'yarat amat, you want to tell me over time of Reb Yechanan, mishum diyotim eschap of Eshvach Hegdish, Reb Yechanan himself did not answer this way. Mashm Reb Yechanan holds, you cannot be mischapeh b'shvach hegdish. So again, when you're makdish a seira for chatis, and the lady becomes pregnant and gives birth, so that's a vlad, is called a vlad chatis, which is lemisa's law, you cannot use it for korban. So pshat over here in Rabbi Yochanan was, l'chatchila you are makdish this pregnant seira, so you meant to be makdish both the mother and the vlad for chatis, there is better. It's like two separate chatois, one's lachrayis, so you can have your choice, whichever one you want you can bring. Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be in Mishama Reisu Shlomim? Let's say after you said it should be Shlomim, so Mashma both the mother and the Vlad, then Nimlach, then you change your mind. So even Rav Yossi agrees it's not Chal Oila anymore, only the Shlomim. The Mapshita, like once you're Makdish the mother and the Vlad, like Vladim Shlomim, Elokalem is the boy Nimlach, like Pshita, like once it's Chal Kedusha Shlomim on the Vlad, how can you change your mind later and make it into an Oila? Like forever can you change your mind? It doesn't make any sense. The kitchen is like this. That first you said it should be Shlomim. That's it. And then Terech Nadibur, within a second or two, you changed your mind and said, no, you want the Vlad to be an Oila. So now the time I would have thought to say, Terech Nadibur is Kedibudam even by Kochim. Kamash Mullah, no. We have the Girsa. Vayuni who the command, he was only thinking about it. The Guru takes out this Girsa. But rather, just be Kamash Mullah. That by Kochim, we do not say Toich the Dibur. That since first you said you wanted to be a Shlomim. So by saying that Stam, you means both the mother and the Uber. And then if you change your mind, even Toich the Dibur, here we say you can't change your mind by Kochim. Only by Brochus or the Mitzvahs you can change your mind Toich the Dibur. But by Hegdis, that's such a strong thing. Here this swear is a person really thinks over before he says it. He thinks for sure 100% what he means. And therefore, if he says it, he means what he wants, and he has the right to change his mind anymore. Now the Mishnah says what's going to be Harezu Tumuris Oila. First somebody has a behemoth chulin and he says he wants this behemoth to be a Tumuris Oila. Like he has in front of him a Korban Oila and a Korban Shlamim. So first he says he wants this behemoth chulin to be a Tumuris Oila. And then he says a second lashon of Tumuris Shlamim. So then he is Harezu Tumuris Oila. You go boss on the first word he said, Tivu Rabbi Meir. Now since the first word he said was it should be a Tumuris Oila, that's it. And once it's Chal Adin Tumuris Oila, it can't become a Shlamim anymore. On this again, Amr of Yossi Bresi says, no. Im lochein niskavin tchila. If this person really meant first to be makdish this one behemoth chulin, to make it into a tumur oil and a tumur shlom, that's what he meant right away, to make both of them chal on it, say nechanami. Hoyo since, v'yev shalikres b'shem eskachat, he can't say both at one time. But he meant it. So then the locher is dvor of kuyamin. We believe what he says, and not like Ramea says, tofas lashmishin, we always take the first word first, but no. He meant both, just he can't say both at the same time. So really both are chal. And therefore, take both to the machal, the Rashi says, how the Kedushas Oil and the Kedushas Shlamim. So what you have to do is you have to wait till it becomes a Bamum and sell it, and with the money, you'll have to buy an Oil and a Shlamim. But vi mishi omar. But if after the person first said, Tumuris Oil, he meant that this Behemoth Chulin should be a Tumuris Oil. Then he changes his mind, vi omar, and he says, Tumuris Shlamim, then pshit even Rav Yossi agrees, Harezu Tumuris Oila. It remains the first thing you said. That's how forces Tumuris Oila. You can't make it anymore into a second carbon, into a Tumuris Shlamim. Alright, yeah, we'll stop here.